going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We will be out live tomorrow at the Texans draft party as well. A lot to get to, but I know that many of you refer to me as cheap. And again, I don't think that I am cheap. I think I am...
See, this is where you go wrong. Just
I am
it.
Choosy, and I may, and there are some other things that I am
frugal.
Like, yeah, like to me, like, you know, I don't, I buy good toilet paper. Like I'm not cheap on that. I'm not generic. Like I ain't bought like Dr. Thunder in years.
That'd be terrible for you to make your family.
And this is not just, and it's not just because Courtney makes. Like there are certain things that I'm holding on. Yeah, am I gonna try to ride this car I got out for a good 5-6 more years? Yes.
That's risky business.
Yeah. Am I 10 years in? You're damn right I'm going to try to run this thing off. I'm going to try to get it to 300. Mm. Yeah, that's right. But I do.
Try to get it to 300?
Uh-huh. I admit, and I'm going to do that's it, man. Else. Just keep getting oil changes, baby. Keep take care of it. But I do some things that are cheap adjacent. And I got to admit, today when I was in Academy Sports.
You did it.
I did it. And I did it with gift cards. And like.
Sit out, damn. So.
I mean. It's
and I just got to admit the amount.
He's got to be exhausted with it at times.
Tyler, the amount of times I walked stuff back to the rack.
Nah, I can't do it.
With gift cards.
I wish I was surprised.
Like this, I walked this back three times. This the pullover. I walked it back three times. At first, I started with this pullover, couple of t-shirts. I got the shorts, couple of shorts, had some socks. And then at one point, I walked it all back. And then
what was going through your head to walk it all back? Like what was the thought in your head that made you do that?
In my mind, I'm thinking, man, we could probably do something more with this. Maybe this could go towards I know coming up, we got a football season coming up. I know we got
could get some grill stuff.
That is unbelievable.
You would think
that he didn't marry well and his bride didn't make money. You'd think that he don't make money. You think that he's struggling paycheck to paycheck.
Well, no, I do believe I'm going to get fired every day. It's not a healthy thing. I have a therapist maybe working on that, but I do believe I'm going to get fired every day. So I think that is in my mind, but I do think like, all right, shoot, I know these three bastards are about to be in some sports, something.
These three bastards.
And in my mind, I promise, I thought, dang, Lauren does have to get some new guitar glue. And that don't have anything to do with these gift cards at Academy Sports. But that has
the one thing they don't have at Academy, guitar glue.
I wish I
was surprised. But the moment you told that story about haggling with a stripper on the lap dance... Well, nothing you ever say on your bargain hunting will surprise me.
Text line coming to that Jordan brand ain't cheap. No, it isn't. But again, I did have gift cards. And so that means and they were gift cards that were given to me. So that they were not gift cards that I paid for. And I mean, Clint, I was in there 45 minutes. just going back.
That's unbelievable.
And put stuff back. At one point, I put the socks back. I got one pair of shorts. I got the pullover. And that's what I ended. I had started
I'm going to get permission from Courtney on something. I want you to go one week and refuse to do stuff like that. Just 1 week. On food, gear, if it's cat, I don't care if it's cat.
It's not everything. It's not everything.
But it's every day. I mean, crying out loud, you're climbing into a car that you say, I'm going to try to get this thing 300.
I am. It's going good. I mean, I got to get
it. Hughley has came in the game.
Maybe a little shot at the bumper that I could get repaired. But, I mean, outside of that, it's running beautifully.
Oh, no. I mean, there's nothing. It's the accumulative effect of all of it. It's not just one thing. It's all
I did. I said it, and I said, I can't wait to tell these nuts. I said, I stopped myself. I said, like I was my parent. I said, Ronald, stop, in my head. Ronald, stop. Grab this.
Tyler, you get him a couple t-shirts. I'm going to get the socks, man.
Hey, I'm out here.
Let's I know what to get him for his birthday.
Hey, I'm out here adding this up, and I'm just like, all right.
Cinco de Mayo.
This would put me here. All right, if I put this together, Nicholas has to get a new glove. He's got to get football cleats. He's playing flag coming up.
Nicholas doesn't use Trey's old stuff?
No.
Too far back? Too far behind him?
I think he's actually, like push past the stuff. I don't think he's got anything. There's nothing right now that Nick can use from Trey.
I'm going to tell you right now, Laney gets every bit of Liv's hand-me-downs.
Lauren Mack on YouTube and Twitch said, Ron stresses me out. You think you were stressed? Hell, no, I was doubt in there for free. And I said, just go up here.
You know, there's like value, and I don't know. My uncle taught me this a long time ago. Now at the time, he had a lot more money than I did, and in his lifetime made a lot more money than I did. But
not no more though, right? Well, my man,
he passed away, so I've had a couple of times to try to catch him. So yeah. I'm a couple years to try to catch him.
Now
it ain't been quite two, but anyway, like there's value in not work. Like you waste your time is valuable, and you wasted.
I wasted 45 minutes.
45 minutes of your time is worth more than in two t-shirts, especially when they were ultimately free. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah. I do wish I had them t-shirts, man. I love the t-shirts.
Now you got to waste the gas, go back. You got to put more miles on your 250 down there to go back and get them.
Then I said to myself, I put the socks. I think at one point I put the socks back and said, well, maybe Courtney might want something up here.
The showman. Yeah,
I use old Uncle Adrian. You met Uncle Adrian. I use Uncle Adrian's line all the time. Just to justify my careless spending. In my head, I'm like, oh, that's what Uncle A told me right here. Yeah. I can go ahead and get these $2,000 speakers in the ceiling.
It's not Courtney. She just looks at me and just shakes her head. Woo!
Love that money.
And I walked in. She said, oh, you got bottoms too. She got surprised you just
You should have
in.
Told her you picked the shoes up too, knowing you already had them.
At one point, I put everything back.
It's unbelievable.
All right, hey, text line 713-572-4610, the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, YouTube and Twitch, jump in. I see you out there, Joseph, Lauren, Juan. We'll get there.
How y'all Kit like Rock. That fresh shave right there,
you
two? How y'all like that
there
fresh shave? I want to get this stubble off. This stubble's starting to get gray on me, man, like them sideburns. I get
don't
die,
man, just let it ride, man.
My little girl don't like me to hug her and kiss her when she says your skin.
My Lauren used to do that when she was younger too. Hated it.
My yeah. little girl still licked my face.
Oh, right after eating turds, you nasty.
Is tonight a must-win game? Are we in 713-572-4610? Are we in must-win game at the Toyota Center tonight between the Rockets? The Rockets just must-win for them.
Can I straddle the fence on this one?
Let's go, Rockets.
Do whatever you want to do.
It depends for me, Ron. If we see more of what we saw last week, which again everybody out there that listens knows what the hell I'm talking about, this Fred VanVleet heavy offense. If we see more of that and they lose, it's over. Yeah. If that's M.A. Doka's approach, it's over.
No, God.
And it'll be over in a sweep, by the way. If they do what my man Amen Thompson's talking about during media time, I think yesterday or maybe it was today. I guess it was yesterday at the practice. Getting downhill, playing fast, speeding the tempo. Just because the playoffs doesn't mean you have to listen to all that noise. You can get down. Like if that is the case, and they lose a nail biter and they play significantly better and just, hey man,
encouraged. You'll still be encouraged going to San Francisco.
I mean, I won't be real excited about being down 0-2 going to San Francisco, but yeah. I will feel a lot better about their chances. But I think if they play like that, I think they beat them. I think they handle business, but. It depends on what Rockets team we see. If we see more, and I'm not even talking about the missed shots. I'm just talking about, as Amen Thompson again made very, very, very obvious, that you know, slowing the game down or the resistance to speeding the game up, which they've done all year long. That was clearly part of the plan going in. And you saw them in the second half. They came out with Amen Thompson and Jalen Green getting downhill. Like, if they come out with that same mentality they did last week, it's going to be over in four, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are texting in. Definitely a must-win game tonight. Juan on YouTube and Twitch says, yes, all caps, that this is. Ronnie, the Rockets are going to blow them out tonight, so thank you for not answering the question.
I like your point, though.
That is. I damn sure think this is must-win. It's a wrap if they go down 0-2. To this team they're playing, to Golden State, if they go down 0-2 with the next two, like saying, all right, you got to win four of the next, you know, the next games over that, just that one is hard for me to think that they could pull off to do that. So if they go down 0-2, I think they're done. I think they got a real issue. So I do think this is must win. And I'll give you three reasons of things that they need to do. Stay up with us, 4:40. Brandon Scott will be on with us for his Rockets report. Really excited to hear what he's got to say about this game that I think is must win. Maybe he doesn't think it's must win. But for me, like three things that I think we need to see, Clint. One for me is Golden State clearly is going to try to make the Rockets play in half court because the Rockets struggle in half court because, you know, they got... They don't just have guys that just generally could go and get their own stuff. I think they've got to speed this game up. Now, I do think you run a risk of, all right, it's up and down. I think Golden State would probably like to play that way. But I think they have got to get easier buckets. They've got to get in transition. They've got to say, hey, man, we got a bunch of dudes under 25 or whatever. And let's run Steph. Let's run Draymond. Let's run Jimmy. Let's get up and down so, one, we can get easier buckets and maybe tire them out by the time we get to the fourth quarter. I felt like this game was played way too much in half court, and I think the Warriors gain a huge advantage when it comes to that. To me, you spoke him up. Amen Thompson has to be much more of a factor in this game, and in particular offensively. He is. I'm not saying he's got to come out here and score 30, but he has got to be a playmaker and had to also score as well. I feel like if he's doing that, it gets him going even more on the other end. So Amen Thompson, I know we talked about Jalen Green enough. Obviously, to many people who are texting in, hell yeah, they got to shoot better. I mean, like, we got to get there. They can't shoot 39% and 21% from three. But even more, Amen Thompson has to be a major factor offensively. And then for me, Clint, you're not going to stop Jimmy and Steph, but they've got to slow at least one of them down. Like, both of them just can't end in the game and they're above 25 points, and you can see they're impacting the game in a major way. Can you at least slow one of them down? Can you at least come out, you know, and Jimmy ends up with 16 or something like that? Just slow one of their big two down. Because obviously, if you're able to, I love the pace that they play. I love how they are able to generally defend them. But they just slow one of those big two down. That, to me, is big. Those are my three kind of big changes that I think they need to have in this game.
I absolutely love them all, Ron. Speed the game up. Amen Thompson more involved and slow one of the top two Golden State Warrior scorers, which is Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler. It seems simple.
Get one of them.
It seems simple, but I mean, you know, with the exception of the opponent specific slowing one of those top two guys down, it's doing what the hell you've been doing all year long. It's playing the way you've been playing all year long. And so, yeah, obviously, again, you know, Steph Curry and Butler, that's a little different animal there. I mean, you got to tackle that. I thought they did an admirable job last week. At least Curry, or Sunday, at least Curry was streaky as hell. And then Jimmy had to come on. It took Jimmy scoring 6-8 points late in order to get to a number that you look at.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And the box score and say, yeah, Jimmy did work. Whatever they did last week was good enough to hold them jokers down under 100. If they can do that, they got to win. You know what I mean?
They do. Yeah, they do. It's just, but even if you know, if you just slow down Jimmy or Steph, like if Steph's at 25 instead of 31, mm-hmm. if Jimmy's at, like, it obviously it helps you. And I say that because, Clint, I think the Rockets are very capable defensively of doing it. Just not shutting up now. I'm not going with what's that game they had where Steph had 3 and Jimmy had 13. That's not going to be something you can just hang your hat on. But I do think that they can hang their hat on at least slowing stars down from their normal impact. All right, coming up as we continue to roll through here.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.